A few agency managers are telling Congress, trust me, as they make changes to improve efficiency and effectiveness. They're working to get their programs off GAO's high-risk list. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
When it comes to helping the government be efficient and effective, agencies say they need Congress to support them through legislation, money, and a safety net. Managers from the Food and Drug Administration, Homeland Security, and the Defense Department shared this advice with lawmakers during an update on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list. The list is published by GAO every 2 years and highlights areas of the government that are the most vulnerable to waste, fraud, and abuse. Here's GAO Managing Director for Strategic Issues, Chris Mim, talking about that list.
When we talk to people around government that are on the high-risk list, we say, don't take our advice. Take the advice of the people that are making progress on it, because they're the ones that are showing how you get off of these. They're showing how you'd get the leadership, how you develop the capacity, how you get the action plan, how you monitor, and ultimately how you get sustainable progress on that.
As agencies and programs work on that progress Mim talked about, it's nice to know there won't be judgment for a failed attempt, said Jeff Schurin, director of the Center for Devices and Radiological Health at FDA. At the same time, the high-risk list is a good place to focus on non-sexy stuff.
The stuff like hiring, retention, recruitment, contracts, and government creates so much bureaucracy that government gets in the way of government. For us to be innovative, it's got to be okay to fail. And that means changing environment. Well, yes, say positive stuff when we do positive, but actually let us fail sometimes because we have to fail in order to succeed.
Along with Schurin's observations, getting leadership and legislation involved is another way Congress can help government agencies. With the transition of administrations already underway, the agency manager said congressional oversight is helpful to underscore the importance of GAO's high-risk issues for new faces. The high-risk list also helps Congress. Delaware Senator Tom Carper said that for years he's seen GAO's report as a to-do list for lawmakers, but it's also a spotlight for good work that's been done, and it should be used to focus oversight and legislative efforts on those reforms most likely to achieve meaningful results and save taxpayer dollars. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma had similar sentiments.
We had asked before about getting clarification from GAO as we deal with high-risk areas of where the help is needed. Is this a legislative fix that's needed, or is this an administrative fix? And I do want to tell GAO, I really appreciate that that's now being broken out for us so we can clearly see that. Because there are some things that we look at and say, this is a problem, who has the ball?
Yes, sir.
And just being able to break it up and say, this is a problem, Congress has to act before the agency can move, helps. Or to be able to say, the agency has all the authorities they need already, it's just a matter of working through that. We are on the same team. We all want the same things. The more combative this relationship is, the harder it is to get anything done. So I would hope in the days ahead, we can continue to develop a relationship that we actually get what we need so we can help you do what you need to do, because you see the inefficiencies more than we do. And you also see the barriers to fixing it. So hopefully we can get that solved.
Among some of the reform efforts noted in GAO's update included DHS monitoring federal efforts for analyzing and sharing terrorism-related information, enhancing oversight of medical products around the world for FDA, and strengthening asset management at NASA by increasing the accuracy of cost estimates and monitoring contractor cost performance. Here's Jan Mulligan, Logistics Management Specialist for Supply Chain Integration at DOD, talking about her office's work.
We changed the culture of the department. It's don't buy what you don't need and don't keep what you don't use. And that culture is now ingrained in all of the military services and the Defense Logistics Agency. So that the mere fact that we've got this process in place and we're continuing on, the culture is now changing. And so I believe that we've done, I think the high-risk list helped us, and we look forward to maybe coming off because we do believe, you know, we believe that we've shown progress and that we think we've got the process in place. We know what we're doing now, and we're moving forward.
And this is Andrew Hunter, Deputy Chief Financial Officer for Strategy, Budget, and Performance at NASA.
As multi-billion dollar programs have come to dominate our portfolio, there is less flexibility to redirect funds. We have the Orion spacecraft and the Space Launch System and the James Webb Space Telescope all ready to launch in 2018. I don't think we're going to get off the high-risk list until at least their launch. So they're all on track right now. It is important to remember that NASA's activities are inherently high-risk. We are constantly looking to expand the frontiers of our technology, of our human knowledge in the universe. And we continue to learn and refine from all of our program management activities. The vast majority of NASA's acquisitions are for one-of-a-kind spaceflight projects. So these aren't things that are cookie cutter in their approach, and we're learning and pushing the envelope all the time with new technology developments. But over time, we have instituted a more rigorous cost estimating process for projects coming to confirmation. We have agency baseline commitments for all these programs and projects. And that has dramatically reduced the number of projects experiencing overruns and the magnitude of those overruns should they occur.
The most recent full high-risk report was released in February 2015. The next update is due in early 2017. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.